Back to taxes now. You know, earlier we talked about the culture of tax cuts in America and the House Republican tax bill. Meanwhile, senators have decided to replay an old favorite in their version of tax cuts. Obamacare repeal is back. Here's Senate Republican Whip John Cornyn of Texas.
Rather than buy the insurance that supposedly we want them to buy, we overprice it and then we penalize them when they can't afford it. So we are going to repeal the tax on poor Americans. It'll amount to about $43 billion over the next 10 years. That'll be a huge influx of money into their pocket that right now they're having to pay the federal government.
Now, John Cornyn there is talking about the individual mandate, that unpopular policy at the heart of the ACA that says that most people who don't get coverage through work or through the government have to buy it through Obamacare. Now, Republicans have tried and failed with ACA repeal before. You know that. Are they taking a big risk, including it in their all-important tax bill? Jennifer Habercorn is senior healthcare reporter for Politico Pro. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Todd.
Well, Jennifer, we've followed it. They have tried to get an ACA repeal before, of course. Why go after the individual mandate now?
Yeah, Obamacare repeal just keeps coming back. This time, Republicans are using it for tax reform because it raises a bunch of money. The CBO says it would give them $338 billion. They can take that money and apply it to other parts of tax reform. So really, as much as Republicans love the idea of getting rid of Obamacare, this really came down to the money here. They want to use that in tax reform.
Okay, easy to see how they want the money to pay for tax cuts. That's pretty simple. That's math. What about the effect on insurance markets and on the price of insurance? What would happen on the healthcare side?
So if you remember in 2012, the Supreme Court case was all about the individual mandate. And there was a lot of concerns at that time that this was going to kill Obamacare if the mandate went away. That's not really the case now. It's not quite as dire. The mandate has been around for a couple years. It hasn't had the effect that supporters of the ACA hoped it would. It really didn't bring a ton of people into the market. So there's not as much concern now that the mandate going away would ruin Obamacare, but these markets are pretty shaky. In a lot of places, there's only one insurance company offering plans, so they essentially have a monopoly, can charge whatever they want. And this will be just another reason for insurers not to participate in the Affordable Care Act.
But the mandate was supposed to be one of the legs of the stool, right? It was supposed to guarantee a market for insurers in exchange for all of these rules and reforms that they have to agree to under the ACA. And there are lots of benefits, things that they have to cover. You know, Jen, one of the arguments all along is that if the mandate goes away and all of the extra things you get under Obamacare don't go away, well, then premiums just shoot up.
Yeah, and that was the theory behind the mandate. But now that the mandate has been in effect for a couple of years, people have realized, economists have realized, the fine isn't really strong enough. It's $700, which in most cases is cheaper than getting insurance. So if you're really on the ropes and you have to make a decision, do I buy insurance or pay the mandate is cheaper. If the mandate were more money, it would be stronger. It would be more of a incentive to buy insurance. I'm not saying that eliminating the mandate would have no effect. It just wouldn't have the stark effect that the economists worried it back in 2012 that it would. And, you know, the markets, the insurers that are in the markets right now, they're pretty committed. A lot of them are the smaller insurers. The big insurers have already left. So if anything, this will be the final straw for insurers, but it's not going to be the make or break moment that we once worried getting rid of the mandate would.
Well, what are Republican senators saying, though, Jen? Several key senators have balked at lots of versions of ACA repeal before. We saw it. Could getting the tax bill into repeal territory be dangerous for this tax cut?
Oh, definitely. Anytime you get close to this, it's scary. And Senator John McCain, one of the senators who ended the GOP repeal effort over the summer, has not said whether he would support this. He did tell me when I asked him yesterday in the hallway of the Capitol that this isn't a deal breaker, but he didn't say that he's going to support it for sure.
And we're keeping an eye on several other senators as well. Of course, some familiar names like Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. You mentioned John McCain. Healthcare is now part of the tax cut bill in the Senate. Jennifer Habercorn, senior health reporter with Politico Pro. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks, Todd.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.